produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
There's a man that I'm going to talk about as we continue on this subject of open heaven. Hallelujah. We are praying for open heaven. So Jacob experienced an open heaven because all through his life, he was blessed, but there was no open heaven, meaning there was no manifestation of the blessing. Somebody can be blessed, but he is struggling. The person is going through cycles of disappointment and pain over and over and over all through the years. Until there is a ladder of help that brings an open heaven, you can never experience a new season in your life. Hallelujah. But we thank God that He's a God of faithfulness. That when we call, He answered. When we call, He answered. When we call, He sent the ladder. Hallelujah. So now, there was a man in the Bible called Elijah, one of the greatest prophets that ever lived. The Bible tells us, in James chapter 5, if you read from verse 17, I believe it's from verse 17, 16, 17, it says that that Elijah was a man like us. Elijah was a man like us. Hallelujah. Amen. Can I talk about you? Amen. For you to understand Elijah, you need to look at yourself. Don't think Elijah is a superhuman. God is saying, hey, he's like you. Amen. I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where you tell maybe your child, your son, he's your mate. Come on, you can go. Yeah. You know, if you push him, back. He's your mate. My father used to tell me when I was a kid, when I get beaten up, the first thing he would come and do is to check whether the person is my mate. If he does see that we are similar height, he said, go and I'm not coming. He's not, he doesn't want to be involved. How can an adult? He said, go and, yeah, you go and, it's your business there. I know what it means. Then I have to come. Like, oh, it's my mate. My father has now told me it's my mate. Don't fear him. He's your mate. Hallelujah. And that is how God... Now, let me tell you this. This is a very, very important theological concept that many people don't understand. God cannot fight Satan. Yeah. Huh? Write it down. God cannot fight Satan. In fact, God has never fought Satan. And we never fight Satan.
Why?
Good question. Why? Now, simple. I'm going to explain this. It is below the dignity of the creation, God Almighty, to fight a finite being. It is beyond the dignity of infinite God to fight a finite. So God is God all by himself. God can only fight God. Are you with me this morning? God can only fight God, but there's no other God for him to fight. So to fight Satan, God will raise an angel like him. Yeah. Archangel Michael beat him up. Yeah. Now God is fighting Satan through us. Yeah. Now watch this. If Jesus, when he came, he was God, he would have been disqualified from fighting Satan. Yeah. Because it will not be a balanced or a fair justice. God is a God of justice. So, another Adam has to show up. Because Satan defeated the first Adam. And God went and spoke to another Adam. Like my father would say, God, is your mate. God. So now God has to raise another Adam. And the person now is Jesus, right? So he has to clothe Jesus with our humanity form. So that when Jesus comes out, he will come out as another Adam, as a human being, to be able to fight Satan. Jesus never fought Satan as God. That's why he prayed. Did you see that he was praying always?
Yeah.
Was praying. God cannot pray. You know what he's praying? Lord, send help. Release your power. Release your Holy Spirit. Move through me. Hallelujah. Because if he stood to fight Satan as God, the equation will not balance. So, God always gives a level playing field. So what he did is he put in us that dunamis power to deal with Satan. So when God wants to fight Satan, he fights through us. Greater is he that is in you. In you. In you. In you. He fights through you. That's why we live and move in him. So it is through us, the power and authority has given to us, that we are able to deal with Satan. Deal with demonic forces. Demonic power. So when you're praying, oh God, fight Satan. Oh God, defeat Satan. Continue 19. He doesn't understand that language. Because what God does is he empowers you. And he says, you shall cast out devils. The Bible did not say God shall cast out devils. No. You shall cast out demons. You shall trample upon serpent and scorpion. But watch this. You can't do it on your own. If you do it on your own, you are in trouble. Because we are not matched to Satan. Satan is eternal being. Satan is angelic creature that has power. Hallelujah. But the Bible said that Jesus disarmed him. So when he disarmed him, one would imagine he took that ammunition and gave us. He gave us the power over Satan. He disarmed. If somebody disarmed, that means that person was powerful. But does he still have power and influence? Yes, on earth. Upon those who are ignorant. Hallelujah. Those who are not saved, their own is non-negotiable. They are his, you know, people, instruments. He works and deals with them. But for Christians, if you are ignorant, the enemy can still oppress your life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, what am I trying to say? I'm trying to make you understand that Elijah was like us. Come on now. You know, today, now let's face the fact. If I say today, I don't know who is the greatest preacher today in the world. I don't know. Okay, let's just use, I like Benny Hinn, so let me stay safe. Let's just use Benny Hinn. And I say, hey, I'm like Benny Hinn. People say, hey, church, you haven't even preached in China. Haven't preached in Singapore. You're saying you're like, you don't have private jets. You understand what I mean? Then God says you are like Elijah. He says, in fact, so he said Elijah so that we don't get angry. He knows Elijah will not get angry. He said, Elijah was a man like us.
Yeah.
You understand? So if I say I'm a man like Billy Graham, the greatest preacher, people will say, God, he says like Billy Graham. But if Billy Graham said, I am like George, people will not question that. So God says Elijah was a man like us. So let us look at ourselves. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're a person who struggles sometimes. You're a person who get offended sometimes. You're a person sometimes you don't even feel like praying. You're a person sometimes you feel like things are not happening in your life. Elijah was truly a person like us. There was a time he felt like quitting. He was frustrated. People only talk about the great prophet, but check his experience and character. You find that God knew what he was saying when he said Elijah was a man like us. There was a time he had no food. No food. How many of us has no food here? All of us has food. All of us has food. Even if it is small, we have Elijah has no food. You can't pray more than him, but he had no food. If you think prayer can give food, pray alone. Sometimes you can pray and pray and still no food. You can pray and pray and nothing is happening because God is busy programming or rearranging your life for the next level. No matter how you pray, that food will not come because God's purpose will always what? Prevail. He had no food. And then the next thing, miracle food started coming. Hallelujah. We love miracle. Miracle food started coming to him. And then he had no house to stay. Hello? Hello? Those who have mansions and houses and they, Elijah. And the Bible said, Elijah was a man like us. In fact, some of you may not, by the time I finish, some of you may not even be like to be like Elijah. You'd rather praise God for yourself. Lord, I thank you for myself, Mike. I didn't know that you loved me this much. Because this comparison, if you look at Elijah, you realize that, no, this man went through a lot. He had no house to stay. Yet he was a great man of God, moving in power. Hallelujah. Listen, you can be anointed and still go through afflictions. You can be anointed and still go through some challenges. He was the greatest prophet of his time. He had no house. But God never forsakes his honor. God never forsakes his honor. God never. He always sent help. He always sent help. Hallelujah. And while he was there by the brook, hiding in the cave where there was no electricity, nothing, no friend, isolation, nobody, was alone. Alone with God. Alone with God. Sometimes God will isolate you because he wants you for himself, all by himself. He wants you for himself. He wants one-on-one with you. You've been running around too much. And that is what he did to Jacob. Hey, Jacob, he ran here. Hey, Jacob. And then God made him to sleep. And that day he had an encounter with God. His life changed. Until you have an encounter with God, your life can never change. God cornered Elijah where he can have encounter with him one-on-one. I pray today that God will do what you've never seen before. God will do a miracle that will blow your mind. God will release something that is bigger than you. You will say, what is this? This is the Lord's doing. Hallelujah. Amen. Elijah had never seen a thing like that before. While he was there, all of a sudden, here comes a bird. Bird that normally fly aimlessly. But that day, that bird was on a mission. When God says it's your time, it's your time. When God says it's your season, it's your season, it's your season. I've come to declare today, this is your season. This year is our season. It's our season. It's your season. And this bird, that's it, was on a mission. Other birds are saying, where are you going? He said, please don't disturb me. I'm on an assignment. Whatever God has for you this year, it will locate you. It will locate you. It will locate you. Whatever God has for you this year, it will locate you. It will locate you. It will locate you. Right where you are, it will find you. Divine connection. Divine contact. Divine connection. I declare it in Jesus' mighty name. We are talking about open heaven. And this bird, they knew the time. I don't know who gave them time. Time for breakfast. The bird goes and serve the ogre. Hallelujah. I pray that your destiny helpers will locate you. Your destiny helpers. Lord, send help. Our Ebenezer. The Lord, our Ebenezer, send help this year in the name of Jesus. You see, God can locate you. It doesn't matter where you are. You can be in Cape Town, God can still bless you. You can be in Kwamashu, God can still bless you. You can be in the States, in England. You can be in Nigeria, anywhere. God can still bless you. He can locate you. Hallelujah. Location cannot stop God. Location cannot stop God. I pray this morning that God will locate you. God will locate you. Help will locate you for this year with divine precision. In the afternoon, the same bed. No sleep. I don't know. He has maybe a lamp that wakes him up. The bed. You go and take another food. Hallelujah. And after that, to show you that 2023 is gone, God has something new in store for you. God has something new in store for you. God has something new in store for you. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what you lost last year. God has something new for you. Restoration is coming. Restoration is coming. All of a sudden, the Bible said the brook dried. Elijah was a man like us. Remember?
He was a man like us.
Some of you have job. Elijah has no job. You want to be like Elijah? Please don't say yes before I finish. Don't say yes because I have no job. The brook dried. In other words, there was no money in the account. The brook dried. In other words, there was no progress. The brook, was God with him? Yes. God was still with him. All that matters is God with me. God with you. God with you. Christ in us, the hope of glory. All you need this year is Jesus.
Amen.
All you need is Jesus. He had nothing. The brook dried. And then the birds, they stopped coming. Hallelujah. The birds, I don't know where is the bird anymore. The birds are nowhere to be found. And Elijah was now dying of hunger. The Bible said, God said, arise. This 2024, God is saying, arise.
Amen.
Arise.
Amen.
Arise.
Amen.
I'm about to move in your life. I'm about to show you something that you've never seen before. I'm about to do something new in your life. He said, arise. I said, and go to the woman of Zarephath. Go to Zarephath. There is somebody I prepared for you.
Yeah.
God has already prepared something for you this year.
Amen.
He's already prepared something. All you need to is to walk in obedience. What if Elijah said, I don't know, I've never been to Zarephath, a widow. Why are you not sending me to the rich man then? Sending me to a widow. No. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Why did God send instead of a dove? Why all the birds did he choose to send?
Hallelujah. A raven. Now listen. That raven is supposed to eat that meat. Hallelujah. That is to show you that this is God. Normally raven, the raven is hungry, but it's going on an assignment. Hallelujah. May nobody swallow your destiny.
Amen.
May nothing eat up what God has for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. The raven was under instruction. When God has placed somebody under instruction in your life, nothing will stop it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He changes the status quo. He changes the natural. He shut the mouth of the lion. Consider the lion that normally eats meat. In fact, before the meat comes, the lion will jump in. For Daniel, the Lord shut the mouth of the lion.
Yeah.
That is the supernatural operating in the natural. The supernatural operating in the natural. Praise God.
Amen.
So Elijah went to that woman. I'm talking about open heaven.
Yeah.
You see, you can live in open heaven and still go through crisis.
Yeah.
But that crisis is only a preparation for what else? What comes next? Praise the Lord. God is a God of process. He's a God of plan and objectivity. He's a God of again and again. He has so many ways that he will bring out his plans and purpose into our lives. So now, without a question, Elijah had to go to the woman of Zarephath. Praise the Lord. But let me move on because of our time. We're going to pray. if I stay here, we're not leaving soon. So the Bible says in 1 Kings chapter, okay, our text is James chapter 5, verse 17 to 18. And the same scripture you'll find in 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 44. But let us finish James chapter 5, verse 17. It says, Elijah was a man like us with our nature. He prayed endlessly. What did he do? Can you see that God expects you to pray? Huh?
Yeah.
A man like us. He's like us. We have to be, there's likeness. That means prayer has to be there. So the common denominator between us and Elijah is just prayer. He prayed endlessly. Hello? This is not just a prayer of today and tomorrow. You stop praying. It's earnestly. It's fervently. It's consistently. He prayed consistently. He prayed endlessly. Beloved, this year, tell yourself, I want to be a consistent Christian. I want to be a consistent in every area of my life. I want to be earnest. I want to be fervent. I want to be consistent in serving, consistent in worship, consistent in praying, consistent in giving, consistent in the word, consistent in following God. I want to be a consistent person. Elijah was consistent. That's what the Bible is saying. He prayed earnestly. And he said it will not rain. And it did not rain for 3.5 years. And the Bible says in verse 18 that he prayed again. He prayed again. Hallelujah. Some of you need to revisit your prayer points. Amen. You need to revisit your prayer point and pray again. Pray again. That is what we are doing this January. We are praying again. You see, God is a God of again and again. He's a God of over and over again. What he did before, he will do again. What he did in the Bible, he will do again. He may have healed you before, he will heal you again. You may have experienced open door before, he will do it again. He will bless you again. In this year 2024, God will lift you up again. He's a God of again and again. Elijah prayed again. But I want us to see how he prayed again. The first time Elijah prayed, there was closed heaven. Amen? It was a closed heaven. So whenever there is no rain, it means there is a closed heaven. And the result is there will be drought. There will be no food. So what Elijah was experiencing from what I was sharing to you was closed heaven. When he had no place to stay, no food, was the brook dried, he was experiencing a closed heaven. But God was still sustaining him in that season. Amen. But then we find in James chapter 5 verse 18 that Elijah prayed again. And the next time he prayed, what was he praying? He was praying for open heaven. He was praying for rain. So let us see how he prayed, and I'm going to end with this. In 1 Kings chapter 18, praise the Lord. In 1 Kings chapter 18, and we're going to look at verse 41, from verse 41. Then Elijah said to Ahab, go up, eat, and drink. For there is a sound of abundance of rain. In other words, Elijah is saying there is an open heaven coming. Amen? So Ahab went up to eat and to drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Mount Carmel. There he bowed down on the ground. So we see that Elijah was fasting here. Alright? The Bible did not specifically say he was fasting, but he was not eating either. He told Ahab to go eat. Alright? He didn't say let's go and eat. So I would imagine that Elijah was waiting on the Lord. So he went to seek the face of God. Did you see that? So he went to the mountain, he bowed down his head on the ground, and he put his face between his knees. Don't look at the problem. Look unto Jesus. Yeah. Elijah bowed his head, put his face on his knees. It speaks of seeking the face of God. Amen. He was seeking the face of God. He was looking unto Jesus. He was not looking at the problem. He decided to disconnect himself because at that time there was a drought. Amen. So watch this. Elijah said to his servant, verse 43, go up now, look toward the sea. So he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. Hallelujah. He said, there is nothing. You see, God is not a God of nothing. God always has something. When God speaks his word, it is existing already in the spirit. Hallelujah. But it is left for us to wait for the manifestation. Don't say you have nothing. Always confess your faith. Amen. Elijah did not say there is nothing. Guess who said there is nothing? The servant. And why did he say there is nothing? Because he was walking by sight. He went to look and he was not lying. Was he lying? He wasn't lying. But faith sees the invisible. Faith sees what is not there as though they were. Faith believes before it happens. So when you come to pray, have faith. So Jesus said, when you come to pray, believe. Believe. So when you believe, you're saying, I receive. Amen. I receive. When did you receive? When you believe. That is when you receive. And until you believe, you cannot receive. So sometimes there is a waiting period. God will wait until you come to that point of belief. You come to that point of faith. And then the receiving will start happening. So we see that principle there. That Elijah said, go and see. Elijah was expecting something. Because he saw something in the spirit. He saw the rain. He said to Ahab, I hear the sound. I am seeing something this year. I don't know what it is, but I see God doing amazing things in your life. I see God setting you up for promotion, setting you up for elevation, setting you up to bless you. I see God working miracles in your life. It may not be in the physical, but I know this God that we serve. I see God, he is the Alpha and Omega. He's already done. Elijah said, look, Ahab, go and eat. He's already done. Because I hear the sound. This morning, all you need is just to hear. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. Hear his promises. Stand upon his word. That's the greatest blessing that you can have. To receive his word. Hear that word in your spirit and begin to run with it. And begin to thank God for it. And then Elijah said to the servant, go again. Go again. Go again. He went and said, oh, prophet. This prophet is powerful, but nothing this time. Nothing. Prophet, let's talk the truth. Nothing. If it was today, somebody would try to manufacture something to me. He said, nothing. Luto. Nothing. And then he said, go again. Never you give up. Until you get what God has promised you. This year 2024, we are saying we are not retiring. We are refiring. We are refiring for God. Never you quit. Never you give up. It may look like nothing is happening. Last year 2023, it may look like nothing happened. 2022, nothing happened. All through the years, nothing is happening. But God is saying, go again. Go again. This year 2024, I am going again. I am going again. It did not happen last year. I'm going again. I'm going again. I'm going again. I'm going again. God is the God of again and again and again and again. He said, go again. Don't tell me stories. You come and tell me, Pastor, hey, I didn't get that job. Go again. Pastor, I'm not healed yet. Go again. Pastor, I don't have a house. Go again. Pastor, I'm not married yet. Go again. Is it go again?
Yeah.
Okay, let's just say go again. Hallelujah. Pastor, I didn't get that contract. Go again. Go again. Hallelujah. That is God's response. Each time you come to God, He says, go again. Go again. Because faithful is He that has promised. God cannot lie. That's why He said, go again. If Elijah did not believe that God cannot lie, he would have said, huh? Go see. What have I just said? I've told Ahab that it's going to rain. What are we going to do? Let's run away. But Elijah knew on the God he served. He knew what God can do. He knew who God is. He said, go again. Go again. No excuses. Go again. Until your expectation come to pass. That is why we say pray until something happens. You pray until you see the result. You don't quit. Hallelujah. Quitters don't follow God. Quitters don't receive from God. And the man of God sent the servant again. Poor Gehazi, he went again. He came back again and said, oh, there is nothing again. Nothing. He said, really? Nothing? Go again. Seven times. He kept going again. And watch this. All through that time, Elijah never left the place of prayer.
Yes, yeah.
Can you see that principle? Never you leave the place of prayer. Never you leave the altar of worship. Let nothing disconnect you from the place of worship. Elijah stayed there. Hallelujah. And the seven times, here comes the open heaven. Hallelujah. The open heaven, Elijah saw it before the manifestation. And the servant says, wow, this time I'm seeing something I don't understand. All I know is that there is something I'm seeing. It's very little. So he says to the man of God, I don't understand this. But there's a small cloud like a finger of a person. Hallelujah. I am seeing that in your life this morning. I am seeing the finger of God. I am seeing the finger of God. What the servant of God saw was actually the finger of God. The finger of God saying, I am faithful. I have promised I will bring it to pass. The rain is coming. The abundance of rain is coming. Go and tell hell and high water that I have promised and I will fulfill it. Go and tell hell and high water that I am a God of miracle. And the man of God saying, that is it. 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 All I need is that finger. All I need is that cloud like a finger. That's all you need. Hallelujah. God will always give you an assurance and a conviction in your heart. Hallelujah. It may not be the abundance of rain, but thank God for that finger. The finger of God. The finger of favor. The finger of grace. The finger of open doors. The finger of open heaven. At that time, God was saying, I'm about to unleash abundance of rain. Probably what the servant of God saw was the finger of God trying to open the heaven. Praise the Lord. Because it had not rained for 3.5 years. I say to you, child of God, this is your season. Amen. This year, 2024, is your season.
Amen.
It's your season. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. I hear the sound. I hear the sound. There is an open heaven. I see the ladder. He is our Ebenezer. He is our help. He is our provider. He is our supplier. He is the God of miracle. He is the incredible God. He can do the impossible. He can do what no man can do. Let us stand on our feet this morning. Hallelujah. We're going to pray. And say, Lord, set the ladder. For Jacob to have an open heaven, God had to send a ladder. Because there need to be an access for a change and a turnaround. We're going to pray and say, Lord, in this 2024, Let there be open heaven in my life. Let there be a ladder of help. Let there be a stone of Ebenezer in my life this year. As we wait upon you like Elijah, let there be a release of heavenly ladder, heavenly abundance of rain in our lives, manifestations, rains of favor, rains of prosperity, rains of healing. Hallelujah. Let it fall down upon us this year. Rains of restoration, rains of settlement, rains of healing. Let that help that you need, let the Lord supply. Let the Spirit of the Lord supply. For some of you this morning, those hearing my voice, you are like Jacob, tired and frustrated, wearied and lacking direction. But God is saying this morning that if you can fix your eyes upon me, I am sending a ladder. I am sending a ladder into your life this year. A ladder that will bring you access, that will give you access, direct connection and access to bring about an open heaven in your life that will change your story, that will change the direction and the trajectory of things in your life. In the name of Jesus.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.